This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. This week in the Alabama legislature, the Senate voted to block a big pay raise for the next Birmingham City Council. And after hours of heated debate yesterday, lawmakers in the House passed a controversial historic monuments bill. Vote was 72 to 29. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, to get more details.
Of course, it's in response to a lot of moves to take down historic Confederate monuments. It would now set new restrictions on what monuments can be taken down and the process that local governments would have to go through in order to take monuments down. As you might imagine, it's been a very controversial bill.
Representative Alvin Holmes has been pretty vocal in his criticisms of this bill. What has he been saying?
Well, among other things, and as you know, Representative Holmes is also always rather colorful in his remarks on the House floor. One of the things he said in Thursday's debate that really stood out was that the Civil War had been fought and lost, and we need to move on, I guess, directed at those who are struggling to protect these monuments to Confederacy era people and events. There was also some emotional testimony. People like Representative Mary Moore of Birmingham talked about how she had been attacked as a child from drinking out of a water fountain, you know, sort of conjuring up memories of segregation that she says these Confederate monuments in her estimation stand for.
What's been the main argument for preserving these monuments, including many that are reminiscent of slavery?
The main argument has been their historical value. The supporters of this legislation in both the House and the Senate say that we learn from our past, whether our past was pretty or not, and they want to preserve the historical nature of these monuments so that future generations can see them and note the significance of them in our evolution, as they have put it.
In other news, the Senate approved a bill to block a pay raise for members of the Birmingham City Council. That would have started with the next city council's terms after the election this August. The timing of this is pretty interesting.
It is. It's been an issue that's been brewing for about a year now. In 2015, the Birmingham City Council approved a huge pay raise for itself from $15,000 to $50,000, which, as you mentioned, would go into effect at the start of the next term, which is after the August elections.
That is a pretty sizable pay raise, I have to say.
Indeed. And it raised a lot of eyebrows at the time, and it caught the attention of some Birmingham area lawmakers as well. The Senate bill that passed this week was sponsored by Senator Jabbo Wagner of Vestavia Hills. It would nullify that pay raise that the council approved for itself 2 years ago and would instead set the council's pay at the median household income for the city of Birmingham. And then that rate of pay, whatever it is determined to be, would take effect in the new council term later this year.
That's WBHM's Gigi Duban speaking with Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. One other note about that historic monuments bill, it's expected to return to the Senate because of amendments added in the House.